Okay, my name's Lynn Whitfield. I'm managing editor of eHealth Insider, and I'm at Microsoft's research labs in Cambridge talking to Emma Berry, who is one of the researchers, about the SenseCam, which I think some of our readers probably know about. Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, SenseCam, it's essentially just a camera. You wear it around your neck, and it automatically, passively takes photographs. So you don't have to do anything. You don't have to press the button.
And why is it useful?
Well, it's useful in lots of different domains. But we found it useful in the memory domain. So people who have poor memories, who have clinically diagnosed memory problems, are able to view their images and to remember events. It's a really very powerful aid to memory. I mean, the fact is it takes photographs every 30 seconds or so on average, and it responds to various sensors that capture an image. And there's a light sensor and a passive infrared sensor, and so it's taking intelligent photos. And if nothing happens in the environment that's particularly interesting, it will take a photo every 30 seconds. So at the end of the day, you can upload your images onto the computer with really simple to use software that just shows a visual log of your day. You can look through the images, one by one, or, quickly or slowly. But you have a lovely visual log of your day.
And it helps to imprint the memories on people's consciousness almost,
doesn't
it? Yeah,
I think what happens is that it allows people to recollect an event, because, these are people who ordinarily would have no recollection of something that happened to them 3 days ago, and then suddenly they're viewing these images and they say, that's it, I remember I was talking to Lynn, and I remember she had a really nice smile, and she had an earring, that top earring, and I was thinking, that's an interesting earring. But it's those kind of small details that actually that we think about. Like, we all have lots of private thoughts and feelings when we're sort of in this kind of situation, and those, we might look at the colour of the carpet and it's a kind of like a difficult carpet to kind of look at, and then you see the carpet, and then it all comes back to you. It's the kind of mundane things, the apparently mundane things in the photographs, that really, really help to trigger a powerful recollection. And our patients are able to say, I remember the event.
And we're at a research lab here, but you've just done a partnership to actually sell it. Is that right?
That's right. Well, Microsoft Research Lab, I'm a consultant to Microsoft. I'm not an employee. But yes, I mean, so they've now... What happened was is that we were doing this research, and we were just getting so many people from all over the world saying we want the SenseCam. And they were building prototypes here at Microsoft Research, but they don't have the capacity to do that. It's a research centre, they don't build hardware, in the lab. And so, it was getting to a stage where really, if we wanted to forward this medical research, it seemed to be so important that we needed to license it. So Microsoft has licensed it to this company called Vicon, and they make medical devices anyway, motion capture systems. And now you're able to buy it.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's really nice to meet you. I'm sure I've seen you somewhere before, I think. I just recognise your face straight away. Have you been here before?
Came last year.
Okay, I wasn't here last year, actually. No, I was doing something else.
Is that...